Trump's office did not respond to questions about what exactly is sparking Calabria's concern. Multiple lawsuits claim the Trump administration violated the Privacy Act when it gave its DOGE team members access to records at the IRS and other agencies. Anzi Luong, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Although SNAP benefits are once again in limbo across the country, the state of Kansas announced yesterday it has issued full November benefits for Kansans who receive food assistance. The Kansas Department for Children and Families says it distributed nearly $32 million to about 86,000 Kansas households. Kansas is one of a number of states that moved quickly to issue SNAP benefits yesterday. But an emergency order from the U.S. Supreme Court could prevent other states from making payments. That might include Missouri. KNBC reports that the Missouri Department of Social Services announced yesterday that SNAP beneficiaries there would receive benefits by the middle of next week, but those payments are now in limbo. Kansas City International Airport was not on the list of airports targeted by the FAA to reduce their flights due to the government shutdown, but travelers are seeing some delays and cancellations there. Hallie Jackson has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration is reducing air traffic by 10% at many major airports. The aim is to keep U.S. airspace safe during a mass shortage of air traffic controllers. Kansas City's airport is not on the list, but most of the 40 airports that are have nonstop flights that come through here. They include some of MCI's most common destinations, Chicago, Dallas, and Denver. The Kansas City Aviation Department said in a statement it's committed to keeping disruptions to a minimum, and many of MCI's major airlines are offering free changes or refunds for impacted flights. I'm Hallie Jackson.
FlightAware.com is reporting 13 cancellations so far today and 9 delays going in and out of Kansas City International Airport. Yesterday, 4 flights were canceled and 65 flights delayed. 6 flights in or out of Kansas City International have already been canceled for tomorrow. Cloudy skies this morning and then gradually clearing with highs today in the upper 50s. A bit on the windy side. Winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Increasing clouds overnight tonight with a slight chance of showers and sprinkles. Lows around freezing. Much colder for tomorrow with highs only in the upper 30s. It's 50 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
Speaking of the Watkins Museum of History, if you missed my story on George Nash Walker, the Lawrence man who went on to become one of the highest paid vaudeville performers in America. You can now listen to it online anytime. That's at kansaspublicradio.org under Prairie Journal. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Thanksgiving is just weeks away. One of the busiest travel days of the year. With the government shutdown impacting flights, are you rethinking your travel plans? Many people are. That story just ahead with Liz Baker on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to 4 floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Cloudy skies this morning, then gradually clearing through the day. Highs today in the upper 50s. On the windy side with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Increasing cloudiness overnight tonight, lows around 30. And then for tomorrow, much colder temperatures with highs only in the upper 30s. For Sunday night, lows in the low 20s. It's 51 in Lawrence, 54 in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from American...
Basically trips off your tongue, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
This is NPR News.
Along with groceries and health insurance, the cost of couches, bed frames, and even coffee tables is skyrocketing.
Furniture prices are rising because manufacturer costs are rising.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. What you need to know about the increasing cost of living and why furnishing your home is becoming more and more expensive on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from the Mountain Goats frontman, John Darniel, about their new album, Through This Fire, across from Peter Balkin. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Cloudy skies through mid-morning and then gradually clearing as the day goes on. Highs getting up to the upper 50s. Get outside and enjoy it today while you can, because tomorrow is going to be so much colder. 20 degrees colder. Our high tomorrow, around 38 degrees. Very cold temperatures in store for Sunday night. It's 51 degrees in Lawrence, 51 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling
development. More at wallacefoundation.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. That and the latest news from NPR, just ahead here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
We have a pretty wild forecast for the next couple days. Cloudy skies this morning, gradually clearing. Highs today in the upper 50s. So far, so good. Cold temperatures coming in tonight, lows around 30 degrees. Very cold tomorrow, about 20 degrees colder with highs in the upper 30s. Lows Sunday night around 21. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Alzo Slade.
And I'm Peter Sagal. It was a mixed week for Democrats. On the one hand, they won a bunch of races. On the other, many of them sprained their faces when they smiled for the first time in a year. We'll ask about who won what where, plus legendary L.A. chef Roy Choi combines the ingredients of our show into something amazing. And Alzo Slade, filling in for Bill Curtis, finally realizes that in this job, he can mostly just sit back and enjoy while everybody else does the work.
Bring on the Doritos.
We'll ask who's really going to be doing the snacking on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
Everyone,
Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Cloudy skies this morning, becoming mostly clear skies this afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Much colder temperatures for tomorrow with highs in the upper 30s. It's 56 degrees in Emporia, 54 in Lawrence, 55 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience of
from the University of Kansas. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners when you sponsor kansaspublicradio.org. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy skies this morning, gradually clearing. Highs today near 58 degrees. It's 53 in Manhattan, 55 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and...
Very polarized place. And Donald Trump has changed all the rules and the norms.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me and veteran journalist Jerry Seib for a preview of the 2026 midterm elections. That's on Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPR 2.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy skies this morning, then clearing. Highs today in the upper 50s. Much colder tomorrow. Highs in the upper 30s. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence, 55 in Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music.
And everybody over at LASN, thanks to our fabulous audience here who came out to see us. We love to see you too. Thanks to all of you for listening wherever you are. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week back in Chicago. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. Then join us later today for Live at Green Lady Lounge. We'll hear the funky organ jazz sounds of Ken Lovern's OJT. Kansas City Jazz performed live, 6 p.m. this evening on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 11 o'clock.
And that's when they're
looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about how you can leave a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Cloudy skies, they'll clear this afternoon. Highs today around 58 degrees. It's 57 and raining in Atchison.
From PRX, this is the Moth Radio Hour.
PTRRoadmap.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research at ku.edu. And from the Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting Musical Memories of Fantasia, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. and November 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. Saturday matinee follows Baber Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org. This is KPR.
From PRX, this...
This episode of the Moth Radio Hour was produced by me, Jay Allison, and Chloe Salmon, who also hosted the show and directed the stories. Additional Grand Slam coaching by Larry Rosen. Co-producer is Vicki Merrick, associate producer Emily Couch. The rest of the Moth's leadership team includes Sarah Haberman, Christina Norman, Sarah Austin-Jeunesse, Jennifer Hickson, Kate Tellers, Marina Kluche, Suzanne Rust, Sarah Jane Johnson, and Patricia Urena. Moth stories are true as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from The Meters, Tom McDermott and Evan Christopher, Galt McDermott, Diwali and Philippe Boudot, and Chicha Libre. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching as your own story, and to learn all about The Moth, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, got you pegged, the dangers and pitfalls of making snap judgments about others. That's just ahead here on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. And from the KU School of Music, presenting the 101st Vespers, the seasonal music tradition returns Thursday, December 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at lead.ku.edu. Once again, atomic radiation has spawned giant monsters, and they're on the loose. Friday night at Liberty Hall. It's KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. We'll watch a 200-foot dinosaur attacking New York City in The Beast from 20,000 fathoms, along with It Came From Beneath the Sea. Hope to see you Friday night at 7 o'clock at KPR's Cinema A Go-Go. Tickets are at the door. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Okay. As adults, it's pretty rare to have a moment where you're talking with somebody in your own country, in your own hometown.